Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Sudan on the Nile River, critical for the success of Egypt, is Sudan. The Nile River is the dominant force for thousands of years. However, right now, the Nile River is witnessing a civil war ongoing for some time that is very difficult to discern from a distance. So I welcome Hussein Abdul Hussein of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, reflecting on this headline recently at Bloomberg. U.S. calls off Sudan peace talks after post-war power dispute. There's a photograph of what looks like a Hollywood set of post-apocalyptic world with crashed vehicles and trash everywhere and no sign of life. Hussein, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The news is the U.S. postponed a meeting of foreign ministers to discuss the war. I believe Secretary of State Rubio was involved. Egypt and other actors in the area are in different sides of what looks to be a civil war driven by the personalities and loyalty of two men, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who represents the Sudanese armed forces, and the rebel, so-called Hameti, who represents the rapid support forces. They're both armed with very good equipment now and again, and they've been killing each other and the civilian population for some time. The promise of the peace talks, if that's the way we can characterize it, was a big positive and yet now canceled. Who is supporting the different sides? Because I believe everybody in the region is looking in on what looks to be a long-range, cutthroat, bloody-minded civil war. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. In Sudan, if you observe the civil war that broke out on April 15, 2023, between former allies, so al-Burhan was the commander of the military and Hameti was the leader of the militia auxiliaries. And these were allies and they fought together in wars in the past. The breakout was mainly for personal ambition, I guess. On the al-Burhan and the military side, behind them you have Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And interestingly enough, you have Islamist Turkey and Qatar. Now, the Egyptians and the Saudis are on one side and Qatar and Turkey are on the other side, and they don't agree on much in the region. But for some reason, all four of them agree on supporting al-Burhan. On the sides of the RSF and Hameti, you have at least the United Arab Emirates, but you also have neighboring countries to Sudan. So Chad is supportive of him. Kenya, to an extent, is also supportive. Tribes from neighboring African countries. So it's a mix on both sides. The line, the fault line, it seems to me at this point, at least that's what they're trying to depict it, the two sides of the conflict, is that Burhan depicts himself as the government and casts the others as rebels who should be subdued in a total sum game, zero-sum game, I'm sorry. And on the other side, you have RSF and Hameti and SPLM, which is also a huge rebel group. And these guys say that they represent the revolution that started in 2018 and by 2019 had toppled the former Omar al-Bashir regime. So the rebels called the army the extension of Omar al-Bashir and, more importantly, the Islamist movement of Omar al-Bashir. And that's true because there are a lot of Islamist factions who are allied with al-Burhan and fight along his side. It's many Islamist militias, and we see a resurgence of Islamists and of former regime officials operating for the time being under al-Burhan.
What's in it for the powerful states of Egypt and the UAE on two sides? What is their ambition?
To Egypt, they're not clear what they're doing, I guess, because they support al-Burhan.
Right.
But as we speak, yesterday or the day before, one of the leaders of the most ferocious Islamist militias, it's called the Al-Bara Battalion, the leader, Musbah Abu Zaid, took a hit in battle, and he went to Egypt for medication, and he was arrested by Egyptian secret police, and no one knows his whereabouts. That happened in the city of Alexandria. And even though al-Burhan is a strong ally, or, you know, he's allied with Egypt, he's been trying to lobby the Egyptians to find him and release him. So this tells you that even when you have these kinds of alliances, they're not exactly engraved in stone. They're sort of shaky sometimes. On the side of the UAE, I can't really tell. My guess is that the UAE opposes Islamism and supports civil forces and secular forces. And that's a general policy. That's not only in Sudan. That's across the region. And I'd say if the UAE looks at al-Burhan and sees Islamists, they'll probably take the other side.
When you say Islamist, do you mean this is separate from al-Qaeda, or is it linked to al-Qaeda?
This is a very interesting question. Osama bin Laden, the founder of al-Qaeda, whom we killed eventually, spent 5 years in Sudan under the regime of Omar al-Bashir, who was toppled in 2019. And during his sojourn in Sudan, bin Laden planned and operated, and Sudan helped him in the attacks on our embassies in Dar es Salaam and Nairobi and on the USS Cole in the Gulf of Aden. These happened in 1998, the attacks on the embassy, in 2000, the attack on the USS destroyer, Cole. So the link is there. These Islamists cut their teeth in alliance with bin Laden. And mind you, Omar al-Bashir was a pariah person. He was under so many international warrants. No one would talk to him. No one would receive him. We, the United States, had imposed sanctions long time ago on him. So this is how close the former regime was to Islamism. Now, what you see happen now is that the former foreign minister of Omar al-Bashir, his name is Ali Karti, now he's repackaged himself as an Islamist. And now he is the leader. He got himself elected as the leader of the Sudanese Islamic Movement. That's the main Muslim Brotherhood branch of Sudan. So you see this guy who was secular and was in the Western suits for over a decade working as a foreign minister. Now he's back in more tribal outfit, if you will, and he's the leader of the Islamist movement. So this is the evolution from al-Bashir to al-Burhan, and that's how Islamism has lingered from the previous regime and is still here with a new one.
We just have 30 seconds, Hussein. It sounds as if this is an ongoing civil war, that there's no end in sight. Is that a fair generalization?
If we convince the two parties, especially the army, that they can share power, I think we can end it. But as long as it's a zero-sum game for the army or for the other side, the rebels as well, I think we won't be able to end it.
Hussein Abdul Hussein for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Sudan, Unsolved.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.